Hello and welcome to our latest Pensions Age podcast. My name's Laura Blows. I'm the editor of Pensions Age. And in this podcast, I'll be exploring market volatility and what steps pension funds can take to navigate this tricky time that we're in at the moment. Joining me for this discussion, I have Alex Karayev, head of the European Pension Practice at Cambridge Associates. Hi, Alex. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, Alex, we seem to be in a period of change again right now, I would say, with lockdown in this country starting to be eased a bit now. So using this time to look back, what would you say is your take on the market movements we've observed so far this year? And how would you have positioned your portfolios back in March, knowing what you know now?
It's been a roller coaster, with markets falling at unprecedented speed. Most major markets declined by around 30% into March, only to rally back and regain most of these losses, especially in the US, where we've seen new highs on the NASDAQ. Of course, this has been driven by the coronavirus pandemic, which no one, even with the best crystal ball, had seen coming. Which brings me to the second part of your question. How could pension funds have positioned their portfolios? Well, we went into 2020 on the back of a 10-year bull market, with many asset classes being expensive and highly valued. For example, US equities traded extremely high price-earnings multiples. So what Cambridge Associates had been working on with pension fund clients over the last year is diversifying portfolios, building in different return drivers, and more resilience, not for coronavirus, but based on our assessment of an expensive market. That has been effective in the downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Now, looking back, it would have been quite profitable to rebalance at the end of Q1 into equities to participate in the bounce from the lows. But again, this is perfect hindsight 2020.
Yes, so with this benefit of hindsight, what would you say would be the most effective governance structure for pension funds during this market volatility we've experienced?
Governance is often overlooked, but it is so important. You would not enter a roller coaster without a safety bar, right? Components of good governance are having a strategy or a journey plan to define where a pension scheme wants to go, and an understanding of how to act and react to certain scenarios and the ability to execute. For example, a contrarian approach to asset allocation is rebalancing. In the current crisis, schemes could have benefited from rebalancing into risk assets following Q1's lows. However, buying risk assets after they've fallen so much is difficult from a behavioral finance perspective, and it's easier to execute with good governance protocols. Cambridge Associates, we found that fiduciary management does address some governance challenges quite well in that respect.
Okay, so people at the moment, I feel, are looking a lot at GDP, stock markets, unemployment figures, trying to take a guess on whether or not, you know, will we enter in a recession and how bad it will be. But what about looking at the private markets? How did they fare during this time? What's been the conversation with them? And how would you advise your clients now actually to think about private market allocation when they're looking at their pension fund portfolios?
Private markets held up relatively well. And right now, Cambridge Associates see some interesting opportunities for pension schemes in the asset class. Let me highlight one overlooked property of private markets. They are illiquid, something sometimes seen as a problem, but this illiquidity prevents investors from panic selling at the wrong time and thereby addresses a behavioral finance issue. When we look closer at private markets, many pension schemes had invested in private lending strategies to achieve a meaningful expected return, but also to earn a cash yield to pay pensions, which is particularly important for many pension schemes that are cash flow negative. Cambridge Associates had turned a bit more cautious over the last year on these strategies as borrowing standards like covenants had deteriorated. Following the crisis, we think that the pendulum has swung back and the balance is more in favor of lenders, making direct lending again interesting opportunities for pension schemes. There are probably also a lot of opportunities, interesting opportunities in distressed debt, but with the central bank interventions and the coming distress cycle might look quite different to what we've experienced in the past. So the whole distress topic is probably for another podcast.
Fair enough there. With pension funds looking at their portfolios at the moment and how they need to position them for this, you know, as often said, uncertain times that we're in, another area that they'll be concerned about and wanted to mitigate is that of interest rate and inflation risk. So could you just talk me through, Alex, how they can affect pension fund portfolios and what you would suggest pension funds do to prepare for any inflation risk?
You have identified an absolutely critical issue, Laura. While many investors focus on equity markets, pension funds cannot afford to ignore inflation. Large parts of most pension schemes' liabilities tend to have inflation linkage, so that this inflation and interest rates represent a material risk to a scheme succeeding in its journey. While we don't see any immediate inflationary pressure around the corner, we think it is worthwhile remembering that there's been huge central bank intervention and stimulus programs by governments across the globe. These huge stimulus programs and interventions were absolutely needed in the time of the crisis, but we think there are a number of scenarios in which stimulus and additional debt that comes with that can very well lead to inflationary outcomes in the long term, and it's worthwhile to really scenario plan for these.
Okay, so that's reassuring to hear that you don't think there'll be inflationary pressure directly around the corner, but as you say, we need to prepare for the long-term risk of inflation pressure. So I'm looking at us moving forward now from lockdown. Sadly, predictions do seem to be growing that we won't have that rapid economic recovery that was previously hoped for. I'm just curious what your views are with this. Where would you say we are at now in terms of economic recovery? And what should pension funds be looking to do going forward now in order to weather any potential storms ahead?
So you're asking for the crystal ball again. Let me see where I placed it. So unfortunately, we don't believe in a quick and full V-shaped recovery. Even with a successful vaccine, we think that we are unfortunately in for a recession over the next couple of years. Too many jobs have been lost. Too many industries have been severely scarred and damaged. The longer term outlook, when will we return to a pre-COVID GDP level and keep growing at a trendline growth rate, remains quite uncertain. The huge interventions and stimulus actions taken across the world have been very helpful and have been needed in the right medicine in the middle of the crisis, but have pretty unknown longer term side effects. I mean, we talked about inflation, but there could also be austerity. So the longer term picture is a lot less clear. What can pension schemes do? Be prepared for a less predictable future. I mean, if ever a future was predictable. So that means at the moment we are working with our clients to really being prepared for different scenarios. I think it's good advice to create scenario tests for different future outcomes, including the dreaded high inflation and stagflation scenarios. Then you can see how you can build in more robustness into your investment strategy so that you can weather such adverse scenario and remain on the journey that you've set yourself. And also, quite important, I said at the beginning, do not neglect governance. Don't enter the roller coaster without the safety bar.
Okay, Alex, thank you for that. I think that's very good advice there, particularly the prepare for different scenarios. And I'll let you put your crystal ball away now. So thank you very much, Alex, for joining me.
Thank you.
And everyone, thank you for listening. Goodbye.